This is Matt Wells at UN News. From its base in South Sudan's capital, Juba, Radio Mariah, the station run by the UN mission in the country, UNMISS, is tasked with promoting dialogue, tolerance and peace, the three interlinked themes of World Radio Day 2019, marked on the 13th of February. The challenge for broadcast journalists is huge, given the level of suffering and intercommunal hatred generated by years of civil war after the world's youngest country was born, back in 2011. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, presenter Lucy Jubara explains how the radio station accomplishes its mission through community programs that involve women's groups, civil society and government officials, bringing all these voices together.
So since 2006, we are broadcasting mainly in South Sudan. We have a big station in Juba, and then we have small offices here and there all over South Sudan. Currently, we're having a program called Democracy on Action. We bring people who are in policy making makers to regarding to the peace agreement. So we're having programs related to this signing of peace agreement and how it's going to be implemented in, with the current situation. So we bring people from IGAD, people from the community, from women groups, from youth, from civil societies, and then, of course, people from the government itself. But recently, we are having problems with the government because of the license and other issues. But still, we are trying our best, you know, to bring all these voices together.
Tell me about how your journalists, as a journalist, a responsible journalist, how do you deal with hate speech and how do you find a balance, an objective balance, and how do you decide what to report on and what not to report on?
First of all, we have, of course, a code of ethics. We have it here in Mariah. You have to distance yourself and what you believe regards the things that you're reporting. For example, if I'm related to a certain group, it should not be reflected in my my reporting. And of course, we have our editors that will help you to go through the line that Mariah has. At the same time, you as a journalist, of course, you can see and you can feel how people are eager and they will listen to you. So if you come and you bring something that will make them fight again, I don't think it's good. And all of us, we are living outside there with our people and we see how they are suffering. So I don't think it's a good thing for us to bring fuel to the fire, as we say in our local language. It is part of our duty to stay away from hate speech. And we are trying our best through the media, through our radio, because we are all over the country. So we are trying our best to send peace messages to all our people. And that's what we are doing.
It's difficult sometimes. So when has it been difficult? Give me an example.
For example, you find yourself in the middle of two people who are trying to make you to be in their sides, for example. You show them that, no, I'm here just to spread peace. And I'm here to show the listeners or to make them know that we have to be peacemakers. As a journalist, you cannot take sides. So you have to be in the middle, in between. To get the voices, what the people want, and to get it to the officials. So it's up to them, to the people, to choose what is good and what is bad.
And can you tell me what sort of special events and community outreach, maybe phone-ins as well, how do you actually get the opinions from all over the country?
We have journalists in the States. They gather materials, they go around and collect materials from ordinary people. And we here in our office, in the main office in Juba, we do the same. But as I said, we recently we are facing problems to go outside and record because of the security issues with the government. But what we used to do, we go outside, we record with the people. But what we were facing, some of the people, they were afraid to tell what they feel because of the security issues. If their voices were heard on the radio, someone will come and then accuse them or even to detain them.
So how would you describe the feeling in the country now? Is it more positive than it's ever been, or is that not the case, or is that too idealistic?
Some of them, they are positive. You know, they feel like, okay, peace is there and something will change. Some of them, they feel, no, those people will fight again and we don't feel safe. But at the end, they say it's our country and we have to do our best to change the situation we are facing. But it's difficult. It's difficult. You cannot say that 100% it's positive.
And how do you feel the message of the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, chimes with what you're doing in terms of, he says, that radio is a personal interactive platform where people can air their views, concerns and grievances. Radio can create a community. How do you feel about what he says there?
I agree totally with him. Since I started doing this job, I love what I'm doing and I intend to do it till the end of my life if I can. I feel very happy and so satisfied when I serve my people. When I go and, you know, even at the beginning, when they say, no, I don't want to talk, they're afraid of something like this, you tell them, no, if you did not talk, no one will listen, nothing will change. So what I do, always I say, you have to say what you think. Otherwise, nothing will change. And the change is on your hand. You have to speak it out. You have to talk. You have to be brave. So we don't have electricity all over the country. So a few people have television, for example. So many people have radios. So if you have any message to anyone, radio is a good platform for it.